This is Wes Brooks interviewing Pat Brooks at 4380 Ullerton Road, Anniston, Alabama, 36201 on March 23rd, 1996. The subject of this interview is going to be about things that went on throughout the history of Pat's life. I'm going to ask some questions about Pat's life. Pat, where were you born?
I was born in Calhoun County, Anniston, Alabama, on August the 10th, 1950.
Okay, what were your parents' names?
Marvin and Paula Nunley.
Where were they from?
My dad was from Wellington, Alabama, and my mother was from East Above, Alabama.
What is your spouse's name?
Jimmy Brooks.
Do you work any jobs, or does he work any jobs? And if y'all do, where do y'all work?
He works at Fort McClellan. He's worked there since 1976. He was an electrician. Then he was moved to, he was over the contractors at Fort McClellan. I work at the Welborn High School as secretary. Before that I worked as chapter one teacher. And then I changed over last year to secretary.
Did you and your spouse go to the same high school? Or if y'all didn't, how did y'all meet?
We both went to Welborn High School. I met your dad when I was in the ninth grade. We dated the ninth and tenth, 11th grade. He went away to in the service my senior year. And then I went to Jacksonville after I graduated. I went to Jacksonville State for 1.5 years, and then we married, and he was in the Air Force. We moved to Abilene, Texas, and we stayed there till 1971. We both came back here. He was working with the power company, and I got a job working at the power company. I worked at the power company until my oldest son was born in 1975. I stayed at home with him, and then I had you, Wesley, in 1977, and I stayed at home with y'all until y'all both were in kindergarten.
So your highest degree of education would be a high school diploma?
Uh-huh, because I didn't graduate from college.
What about your husband? What was his highest degree of education?
He went a year of college at Sneed, and then he came home and went in the Air Force.
Do you or him, either one, ever had a religion, or what type of church do y'all go to, or anything like that?
He was a Methodist growing up, and I was Church of Christ, and we both went to the Church of Christ, and that's the only other church we've been to.
Do you or him, either one, have any special skills that you want to tell us about?
The only skill that I have really is I love to decorate. I would love to decorate different houses. I have in the past. I love to work with children. In the Chapter 1 program, I work with children that are slower in the class, and I help them out a lot. I love teaching twirling. I was a majorette in high school, and I still have not as much skill as I did then, but I love just teaching young people. The only other skill that I would have is I organize a lot of different programs in the community, and I'm real active with Welborn High School and different programs, and I just love being around children.
Pat, why don't you just tell me a lot of things or experiences in your life that you've had ever since you was a child.
Well, growing up, I had a happy home life. I've lived here all of my life in Anniston, Alabama. I went to Mechanicsville in elementary through the sixth grade, and then I went from there to Welborn High School. I graduated from Welborn and went straight to Jacksonville State. After that, I finished half of my sophomore year. I married. I went to Abilene, Texas with my husband in 1969. We were there until 1971 and came back to Anniston, Alabama. He worked with the power company, and shortly after we were at home, I got a job with the power company. We both enjoyed life. We bought a home, got everything settled, and 6 years later, we had our first child, Robbie Brooks. And 2 years later, we had our second child, Wesley Brooks. We lived our life mostly around them. They started playing ball when they were in T-ball, which was 4 years old. Most of our life is centered around our children. My husband was a baseball coach. I was more or less involved with getting ball players from ball field to ball field. I supported them. They played baseball all the way up and through high school, and they both have a baseball scholarship to Jacksonville State. We've supported them, and throughout their career is that me and my husband have been involved with baseball throughout our lives, really. I grew up and I only had one brother. My husband had two other brothers. We've always been a close-knit family. My mom died when Robbie was a senior in high school. They have a granddad, Marvin Nunley. They have a grandmother, which is my husband's mother, Mickey Stevens, and her husband, David Stevens. I have a brother, Butch Gambrill, and a sister-in-law, Jeanette. They have two sons, Dusty and Chris Gamble. We've mostly just lived around this community. We used to live on Dana Avenue. My husband built a new house. We live where we live now, 4380 Eulerton Road. We have 20 acres of land. Robbie and Wes each have land in front of us that they plan to build on later.
Okay, Pat, are you pleased the way with the government that is run today, and how is it different from growing up, and how has it changed, and has it changed to the good or to the bad? And I just want to know little things about the government that you have experienced in your life.
Growing up, it's not any different now than it was then. It just seems like we were more involved with the war when I was growing up, Vietnam War mostly. I never understood that, never have understood it. I think we wasted a lot of people's lives, but it was probably something that had to be done, and that's the difference in, to me, in the government then and the government now, because now we fight for our country, but yet we try not to lose as many lives as we did then. I know there's a lot of times that we disagree with other countries, and sometimes I think we get involved with too many other countries when we should be taking care of our own. But that's just the difference in the way I believe and the way the government is. I think the government is being run probably the best it could be, but there's just a lot of things that I disagree. I just think that we need to take care of the people that we have here instead of helping out. And I know we need to help out other people, but there's so many people in this world that need to be helped, and we all need to help rather than help another country and then eventually end up getting in war with them. And that's the only difference that I can see then than the government that we have now.
Okay, Pat, I want to ask you about, like, where was you at, and what was our country like when the assassination of John F. Kennedy happened, and I just want to know little things about that, because that was a very big moment in history, a very sad moment, and just tell me a little bit about that situation.
I was in high school. I remember we heard about it on the radio. They came in over the announcements at school. They told us over the intercom that he had been assassinated, and at that time we didn't really know if it was as bad as it was. That is the one president that I cared the most for. I felt, even though I was in high school, and a lot of times when you're in high school, you're not involved with the government that much until later on in life, but that's one person that I admired. I cared for him because he cared for us, and he cared for other people as well, whether they were black or white. I cared the way he carried his life. There's a few things that I disagree with, but there's, of course, there's a few things with everyone that you're going to disagree with, but that touched me more than anything I've ever been through. We were in class. I remember a few people making some bad comments about it. My government teacher took care of those. Then the next few days we got to watch it all on TV. We got to watch all of the funeral processions going to the funeral. We got to watch the killing of Oswald. I watched that as it happened. We were watching TV, and we watched them transfer him, and then we actually saw the actual killing of him. That I think touched me, because I'd never seen anything like that done. Especially, I mean, you see it in movies, but when you actually see someone being killed right there before your eyes, it makes you think and realize that something has got to be done. I know that something needed to be done to him if he did do it, but when we're transferring someone like that, I think more protection needs to be taken care of. But with the President Kennedy, I felt like I was close to him, whether I ever knew him or not. The actions that he took on different parts of our government influenced me. And I don't know, that's just one thing that will always stand out in my mind. And I have all the articles for my children and their children to read, because that'll be something that will be, well, it is in our history books now, but it will just be, it's just one of those big events that you never dreamed that you would go through.